Hi, and welcome to Voice Radio. I'm your host, Norman Gelinski. Today, I speak with Councillor Vicky Brown of Cumberland, BC, about the new and controversial development of a laneway home, officially known as an ADU, in the village's historic Camp Road neighborhood.
Can you start by just telling me kind of more about the impact of what building that first ADU on that historical ground at Camp Road will have for the village moving forward?
Well, I think that's part of the question is we are not exactly sure what impact it might have on the rest of the road, whether it will incentivize a whole bunch more ADUs or whether that will be the only one, and whether or not that might change, potentially change the nature of the street in some way or cause other problems. We're not really sure.
And I know at the meeting, at the last council meeting, you said that you've heard from some neighbors some concerns from them. Could you maybe share me a few of those examples?
Yeah, so there's concerns from the immediate neighbors just about privacy because the top side of Camp Road has a slope on it. And so the ADU is actually quite a lovely design, but it's built to sort of go into the slope, so it's higher than the existing house that's on the property, and it's also quite close to the existing house on the property. So because of the height, people are concerned about it sort of looking down into their backyards. So that's one concern, is just sort of privacy. The other concern is because Camp Road is a heritage road and it was built in the early 1900s, wasn't built for cars. And everyone who lives on the street has a car, at least one car. And there's a lot of people who have built secondary suites into their properties. And so there's multiple vehicles per household. So that creates all kinds of issues, mostly for snow clearing this time of year, but also just it makes for a cramped road.
And that's what you've heard from neighbors. How about, what are your concerns personally for it?
I just think there's, you know, council staff and the Heritage Committee and council have gone to the trouble to designate areas of the village as having statements of significance, so having significant heritage value. I think this street is quite unique in terms of neighborhood, and part of that is because the houses front onto the street, so we can't help but run into each other, and we can't help but develop relationships with our neighbors. And so that's just a pretty great way to live in a neighborhood.
As far as Councillor Brown's understanding goes, she said that the village can suggest design alterations, but ultimately they cannot deny the project since the applicant has met all the requirements for the development permit. This is Norman Galinski for The Voice.